Hello, it's Arthur and Charlie Chimbley again, continuing on with our rollicking ride of Cockney Scallywag show tunes. So, Charlie, what's next?
Well, Arthur, some things in life are bad.
Yeah.
They can really make you mad.
Yeah, that's quite true.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some other things just make you swear and curse.
Yeah, like you. Like you, for example. You make me swear and curse all the time.
Oh, but when you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble. Give a whistle.
Oh, Charlie, I see where this is, Eddie.
Yes. And this will help things turn out for the best. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on! Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, cheer up.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
First things happen to see, you know.
Always look on the right side of life.
What you got to lose, you know? You come from nothing, you go back to nothing. What you lost? Nothing will come from nothing, you know what I say?
Always
cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a grin. There you are. See? It's the end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available
always
in the foyer.
Look on the right.
Someone's got to live as well,
life.
You know? Who do you think pays for all this rubbish?
Always look on the right.
I didn't make the money back, you know?
Side of life.
I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Always look on the right.
Yes, yeah. Arthur, I have decided that we should do an homage to that great living legend and great Cockney impersonator, Eric Idle.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Member of the comedic team, Monty Python, and perhaps most famous for that very song we just played.
That's right.
Always look on the bright side of life from the Monty Python film, parody of the life of Jesus.
That's right, Jesus.
The life of Brian.
But he has penned so many other songs, 150 or more.
Oh, really?
And I thought this episode we could listen to some of the ones he wrote for the Monty Python films.
Well, take it away, Charlie.
You see, we believe... Well, let me put it like this.
There are Jews in the world. There are Buddhists. There are Hindus and Mormons and then... There are those that follow Mohammed, but I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment Dad came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If the sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Let the heathen spill theirs on the dusty ground. God shall make them pay for each sperm.
Those who treat their seamen with more care.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great.
If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred.
Every sperm is good.
Mine.
Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate. Oh, that was Every Sperm is Sacred from The Meaning of Life. Now, listeners, though you can't see it, that song includes a full dance routine and a rousing chorus.
Yeah,
very Cockney.
Very Cockney.
Very Cockney, just as we discussed in previous episodes.
Yeah.
But just, I was thinking, Charlie, do you think maybe the theme of that song is perhaps a tiny bit risque? Do you think Master Sir Tony, his Lordship Smythe, will let us play that song on the radio?
Lordship Tony Smythe, Grand Earl of our side.
Do you mean East Side?
Oh, he's fine with risque. Oh. And continuing on with that theme.
In what theme?
Private Parts.
Private Parts? Oh, yeah, Private Parts. We knew him in the army, didn't we? He was a small boy.
No. You know, like John Thomas.
Oh, yeah, the big tall bloke we met down the pub the other day. Eh?
Don't make me save a word, Arthur. It's a song about penises, all right?
Penises. I can't say that. It's indelicate and crude.
But it's only short.
How short?
About 43 millimetres long.
So what's that in the old money? 43 inches?
Or centimetres.
Maybe you mean seconds. 43 seconds.
Exactly. So I'm sure we can squeeze it in.
Oh.
You know? It'll fit Alpha.
Oh, cool. Give it a whirl then.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come a back. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, Arthur, what have we done? That song was more than risque. It was way out there. Master Tony Smythe is going to kill us.
No, Charlie, it's all good. That song, also from The Meaning of Life, may I remind listeners, is sung by Eric Idle playing a cove with a tough accent. You know, like a sort of Noel Coward-esque figure. Yeah, so it's all right. That song just goes to prove that if you're a posh knob, you can get away with singing anything.
Yeah, well, but I bet you they won't play this song on the radio.
I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's or controversial, just that the in words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio. Or you can't even say I'd like to you someday unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they dare well program it. I bet you the Ingol program directors will think it's a load of horse.
If they don't let us play that song on the radio, I've had enough. I am throwing in the towel.
Well, we have to throw in the towel because it's the end, isn't it?
What? You mean his lordship Tony Smythe, Grand Earl of Arside, is going to kill us?
No, Arthur, it's the end of the show for this week. Card. We'll be back with more Eric Idle next week.
Oh, yeah. All right, good. So I'm Arthur Chimbley.
And I'm a whole Chimbley.
Charlie.
Arthur.
We are the Chimbley Brothers, Esquire, at your service.
And we would like to remind listeners that no pythons
or one-eyed trouser snakes
were armed in the making of this episode of
Scallywag Show Tunes. And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night. I like driving in my car.
Beep, 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 beep.
Right.
Very good.
Very good.
Do you want to stop it? A third one.
I've been driving in my car. It don't look much, but I've been far. I drive up to Maswell Hill. I've even been to Selsey Bill. I drove along.